Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. We're in a good mood today, huh?
Happy 4th of July.
Or 5th.
Oh. Yeah. I felt like everyone was like really down today. I think they should have given everyone Monday and Tuesday.
You got the whole week off.
The whole month off.
The whole, that's so nice.
I really do. I'm going to another conference.
All right. This week?
No, in the end of the month.
Oh. Yeah. It's like, it's always a buzzkill, you know, when you're like, oh, I've got a day off, you can celebrate whatever. And then you're like, but then I have to go to work in the morning.
That's, I could not have done that. That's,
yeah. And I had to do,
what did you do?
I had to do some work yesterday. So
Yeah,
it was fine. It's fine. You know, it was just a nice long weekend. I on Saturday, I went to this thing. It's called Synespia, which is a movie in the park. So you bring like picnic, like not tables, like you bring like, you know, beach chairs and blankets and everybody,
a charcuterie plate.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm not cooking. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to the store. I'm too lazy. So I brought the idea of a McDonald's charcuterie board. What is that? It's basically me going to McDonald's and spending $40 on chicken nuggets and French fries and all the sauces.
So I saw on your Instagram, and actually you should probably share it to the Two Judgy Girls Instagram.
I don't have anything. That was somebody else's story. I don't even have it.
Oh, I could ask your friends.
But basically you just get a cutting board, and I got, there's like, you could do two for $3.99 of 2 4-piece nuggets. So I got like 8 of those.
Okay.
And then I put those.
So you had 32 nuggets.
Uh-huh. I did eat two before.
So okay. So you had 30 nuggets. Well, this is the only problem.
What?
I would say I love this idea and it was very silly. The food, however, would be compromised by the time you're eating it.
It wasn't warm, warm, warm.
Exactly.
Yes, well, here's the thing. My idea, and Katie, who listens, she knows that I tried to get out of this too, but I want to show up after everybody's already waited in line and gotten the spot, because, you know, it's like a first come, first serve. Like, yeah. I want to show up at 8 p.m.
Yes.
And that's fresh from McDonald's.
And if you came with a hot McDonald's, I think that is fair.
I will tell you, it's still a hit. Everyone still ate
Did
it.
Did all the nuggets go?
I think all but like 2 nuggets went.
Okay. So 28 nuggets taken down.
30. Say 2 before.
Right. How did the fries fare?
The fries are good, but here's the thing. I like a fry any which way. Yeah. I'll take a little bit of a soggy fry, and then you dip it into the barbecue. 5 stars.
Okay. I love the barbecue sauce from McDonald's. Same. I think it's delicious.
Same. I got barbecue. I got sweet sauce. I got every sauce you could think of. I said, you sauce me up, girl. And she was like, what
did they do? 25 cents per sauce?
No, because I got so many. So many nuggets, so many 4-piece nuggets that I got like a sauce per nugget package. Right. So I had them all.
Oh, I'm so happy that was a successful charcuterie plate.
I mean, there were 10 of us, and you would have thought that we brought food for 40. Everyone was like, hey, everyone bring what you want to drink. What do we have? I'm like, oh, here's 2 bottles of wine. I don't need to drink 2 bottles of wine. Like, it was an excess. It was, what was Dorit's line where she's like, I believe in excess of everything except moderation.
Right. That's exactly what it was. In the exact same voice too.
That's like your impression of it. Like, that was always
in
my
moderation.
Favorite. In moderation. So yeah, that was like, and then they had fire. It was Fast and the Furious, which I had like never fully seen.
I've never,
which I think is fine. I've seen Hobbs and Shaw. I've seen bits and pieces. I know the players. I know the game. I don't know the details.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, then a I know. Full fireworks.
So like the original one or
yeah.
Like, isn't there the like number, 7?
Oh, they're shooting 10 right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Mm-hmm. And then you had a fireworks show. Fun.
Yeah. So that was kind of my celebrating over the weekend. Then just went over to a friend's for like an hour yesterday and stopped by in between working and stuff. So yeah, it was lovely.
Working on the 4th. So that's gotta be hard.
Well, if I didn't go so hard on the 2nd, I might've done my work on the 3rd.
I see you there.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was jam packed.
Yeah. I didn't hear from you barely at all.
I did so much. What did I do? Okay. What did I do?
You were in Novato.
Saturday. I did a bike ride and my tire popped. And my tire.
That's like kind of scary.
Literally. All
you have your helmet on?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, like a nail went through it, like a big nail all the way through it. And I just hear this. I'm like, Michael. He thought I was playing a trick on him. I was like, no, why would I make this
about
up?
That.
This is like so weird. Why would I like pretend to put a tire in or a nail in my tire?
Oh my God.
Literally in front of a bike shop when it happened. So I think that they threw the nails out on them.
Oh, they're like setting people up. So you have to come inside.
Had to buy a new tire. I had to get a new tire.
Did you check the Yelp reviews?
No, I didn't. No,
you go but back I and just, check those reviews.
It was pretty funny. And then we went to our friend's house for dinner, and they had literally gotten, they had gone fishing during the day, and they had fresh salmon, like straight off wow. the boat. They made us like sashimi and like barbecued the salmon. They like cut it in front of us. It was pretty crazy.
Wow.
Straight out the ocean.
That's sounds lovely. Beach.
And then Sunday I went to a Grateful Dead thing.
Oh yeah. I saw the story during that you were Deadhead. I was like, oh, that's what Mary's doing today.
I was Deadhead. And then went to dinner in Novato and then hit the parade in the morning. Mm-hmm. Was at Finnegan's 10 a.m.
Great.
My dad met me there at 11.
10 was too early for him.
Yeah. He's like, I'll have your mother drop me off in an hour.
Oh God. I love the Moober. Should I call my mom?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, this parade is like legit.
Yeah.
So it was pretty fun. Yeah. And then barbecue to my parents and here we are today.
What a lovely day. You went for a nice walk today.
Yeah.
You were living the life.
Living Summer Mary's life.
Yeah. I mean, it is aspirational. It is Thank inspirational.
That's what they should do. A reality TV show on teachers. Summer.
Mary, and you had
How have
it,
I never thought about this?
Well, you had, remember your road, you wanted to do the road trip, like rules going through the city. Don't worry. There have been ideas. I also want to give a big shout out to all the Chicago jurors, because I had asked for recommendations. You know, Mary and I are separately going out there at two different times this month. And, you know, you're always kind of like, hey, what are the hot spots to check out? What should I see? Where should I go? What should I do? And so many suggestions. Thank you. I like tried to compile the most popular list. And I think
you did a great job.
Oh, it's all the jurors though. Like everybody had done, like sent it in. There was so many, anything that I saw like multiple times. I'm like, okay, if we've got 50 people within an hour telling us that we need to go to this place, we got to go to this place.
Yeah.
Cindy's Rooftop was like by far, I think the number one recommended place to go.
Okay.
Well, which is great, but it's in a travel highlight. So I think we'll kind of start doing this when we go to different places and then keep it for other jurors so that they have the opportunity to go ahead and look at that.
I love that.
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. And also hopefully that you had a safe 4th. I'm really sorry. It's very scary what happened yesterday too at the parade there. And just
horrible.
It's very horrible. But you know, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I do want to talk a little bit about, so like last week, like after we recorded, this LA Times article came out
about a Randall Emmets, a big Hollywood producer that's been a lying for years.
And I love that it's like an expose as if we didn't know this was happening, but just full confirmation that it is. He's of course denied everything.
Yeah. One of the claims was that his assistant had to like go into a safe to get blow out of it.
Oh, like at like a hotel, he had like left it in the safe.
Mm-hmm. And they couldn't figure out the safe. So they called like hotel security to open it. And it's like, oh, here's just a bag of blow.
Cool. No, it's baby powder.
Right. There was something about
casting couch kind of thing. Like, yeah, blow definitely. Me, I'll give you a part.
Completely.
Which
well, but it's like
Lala
it's
basically of, told us this.
I know. That's just kind of the weird part about it. Like.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was hiding it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he like denies this, but I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out one good film he's produced. It just brings me back to when James was talking about like the Gotti movie. Remember like Lala's like, the world's not ready for a gangster movie because it had like a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he's worked with some big names. He has.
Yeah. Well, I feel like he probably wasn't the number one producer on that.
I'll never forget Money by Monday.
Ugh.
Money by Monday. You did such a great, is that on our highlights?
Probably. But honestly, it was like reposting of stories. So like they could have deleted whatever, but that was just such a weekend.
It was a time to be alive.
It was a weekend of like, what is happening? I mean, Fofty posting the photo of Randall with the like EKG things on all over his chest. And he's like, please, Fofty.
I know. He was like, Rand was legitimately scared.
He was scared.
Money by Monday.
Yeah. That was a great weekend. Sometimes it's like, we'll never get these things again.
Well, you know? Okay. Which is kind of funny because I texted you today and I'm like, what is this Kyle versus Garcelle fight? And it's, you can watch right now, like the 7 minutes of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And basically, it's the scene. It's kind of like the same scene again. Like PK, Kyle, Dorit.
Well, this is first off, and so go back still. We're at the party. So
tell about that.
So we're still at Garcelle's birthday party. And we're still... So the first scene is going back to Sutton, Diana, and Kyle. And they're all talking, right? And, you know, Sutton is trying to say, hey, I had a miscarriage. Well, and Kyle... Two miscarriage. And Kyle is like basically telling her, like, I don't believe this. Like, that's bullshit. Like, telling Sutton, like, she's never heard that Sutton's had a miscarriage, because apparently Sutton's supposed to share every single detail of her life with Kyle, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And
I Kyle's also never, think Kyle's bombed.
She's wasted 100%. Yeah.
So I don't think she's like completely.
Well, we're waiting for you to give excuses for Kyle. Please
I don't continue. Think she was completely understanding what she was saying.
Sure. But still, like, I mean, she's like grabbing Sutton, like there's like a point where people have been like, I mean, now again, jurors are like the biggest detectives. So somebody probably like slow-mo'd this second by second. And there's like a part at one point where after the, like Kyle's kind of grabbed Sutton that she's like marks on her shoulder.
I think they were just really wasting.
Sure. But it doesn't like, I don't think like, I'm like, Sutton's trying to relate to Diana. Kyle, you're telling her that everything that's happened is invalid because you don't know about it. So it's bullshit. Like, that's ridiculous. Okay. Then the other scene that's been going around is Erica, who's wasted. Talk about. Yeah. Erica's. Okay. She is hitting on Garcelle's son, Oliver, 29-year-old, who is married. He says, it was nice to meet you. I'm leaving. She's like, oh, he turned me down. Oliver's married. And you don't even recognize, she doesn't even recognize Oliver's wife. She just calls, oh, you have a baby mama. Like that, as if he's not married, whatever. He politely declines whatever she thought that was going to happen.
Right.
Very strange. And then Jax, Garcelle's 14-year-old son, is like, the party's basically over. Like, Garcelle is getting in the car. She's leaving. Jax comes in to grab the flowers that were like the centerpieces, you know, and grabs. And Erica, now in my head, I think, like in her head, I think she's trying to say, like, get out of here before you cause any trouble. But the way she says is like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out. And he's like, what? And Crystal, thank God Crystal stands there. He's like, don't listen to these old ladies. Like, pulls him away. He's like, he uses the V word. I was just violated for some flowers.
I know. I thought that was a very interesting word he used.
Well, and then, you know, he like tells Garcelle, and Garcelle's like, excuse me, what? And he's like, it's fine. She's like, no, that's not. And she comes in and she's like, Erica, like, you hurt my son's feelings. You can't. She's like, what? Is he offended? Jax, get over here. Come here. And like, no, he doesn't. They leave. But like, what the hell, Erica? So okay. Rude.
So Erica is totally in the wrong. I think it's like really scary for kids to see drunk people. It's not appropriate. Like, leave your kids at home.
What?
Like,
at home. That's their mom's birthday party. Why should they have to stay home? Because Erica's getting drunk?
Kids should not be at parties at certain hours. But Erica should not have done that at all.
Wait. If I threw a birthday party and I had kids and I invited them, you tell me I'd have to have my own birthday party and my children need to leave because you're ready to turn up?
I literally am saying after a certain time, yeah, you shouldn't have your kids. What time is this? 2 a.m.?
No, there's no inkling of what time is. This could be 11.
I need a time stamp. No, I'm not on Erica's side by any
means. I needed you to say that out loud.
I'm not on Erica's side by any means, because I think it's scary. Like, that was like scary for him, and that's not appropriate.
Well, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Then the next scene that we see is a remake of last season's of the foursome of Kyle, Mo, Dorit, and PK, where they're basically like, shit, we got to say good things about Erica now, because stay away from the brain, but go for the ankle. Like, the viewers liked you guys then. Sorry, Erica didn't, but you just turned the viewers against you guys here, because Kyle said, did you hear what Erica said to Garcelle's son? I told her to get the fuck out. It's not funny, but it's funny. And then Mo's like, I'm glad she said that.
See, okay, I don't know why he said that.
From perception, I think that he might have said it sarcastically, like, oh, I'm really glad she felt the need to say that to a kid, but I don't think it came off that way.
But I don't understand why it's such a big deal that Kyle's saying this.
Well, that's the thing. People, he needs to come for Erica.
Everyone came today, like, at Kyle, and I was like, wait,
Kyle should be coming out for the miscarriage comment 100%. Like that miscarriage comment, go after Kyle. But this whole thing about what Erica did, like, why are we giving more heat to Kyle than we are to Erica who said it? That's
completely what's happening, which I find bizarre.
But also, I don't appreciate, though, because if the roles were reversed, let's say like
to Portia,
100%, or Mauricio did that to somebody's 14-year-old girl and you reversed it of a man saying it to a girl, people would be shocked and horrified, right? And like, again, not trying to bring Portia into this because, you know, we're not keeping the kids, but it's like, okay, Erica snapped at Eileen with a,
you don't know what I go through at night.
Right, right, right. And her kid at that point was like 25.
He was LAPD.
He's LAPD. And it's like these things where it's like kind of kids are off limit a little bit. And he's 14. It's different. I always find like it's different when they go after like a Gia Giudice or like, you know, a Brielle or something like that. But it's like this little boy. And then, oh, sorry. Going back to, so the previous scene too, Erica is like doing that to Jax, and Dorit's commentary, like in her like confessional, is like, I'm sick to my stomach that she's saying this. Yet the scene after, I'm like, so clearly that confessional was filmed after this foursome conversation, even though it's shown in the beginning of the, you know, with that. So the continuity, not there.
Right.
But then Dorit says about it, like, oh yeah, I mean, it, like, I'm going to give her a pass, but it wasn't my child. And I'm like, you guys, well,
if it goes back to my thing. Don't have your kids at parties like this.
No, you're why? Oh, so Garcelle, is it Garcelle's fault somehow?
I'm actually.
And what about this?
Garcelle, okay. And I'm glad that she stuck up for her, but why don't we just like not be nice to Erica? Why are we just placing our anger towards Kyle?
No, we're still mad at Kyle though. So, okay. So now we've got some updates in the past, like literally hour. Okay.
Breaking news out of London from Kyle.
And guys, again, I will talk to the end of the day that Queens of Bravo, like they're on up to the minute. Like, I don't know if you got your notifications turned on, but thank God you do, because they've always got it right when it happens. Okay. So first off, Garcelle today posts an appreciation post. This is an appreciation post for my sons, Oliver, Jackson, Jade. You boys make me so proud. You are loving, kind, and respectful. You show respect to people even when they don't deserve it. Respect is a reflection of your character, not theirs. Because somebody has said, hey, Garcelle, did you see this scene from the foursome?
Right.
And Garcelle's like, I never saw that until right now. So it's because usually they get the episodes, except for reunion, they usually get the episodes about 3 to 4 days, like before they get the screeners. And then with the reunions, whatever episodes are left, they watch that like the day or two before the reunion.
Right.
So Garcelle hadn't seen that. So then people are like, you know, hey, Kyle gives like an interview to like the Daily Mail or some like UK publications. Like, yeah, I haven't texted Garcelle yet because of the time difference, because Kyle's in France right now. So right. I don't know if you guys have ever sent a text. It could just go. It could just go and sit in that inbox until somebody decides to read it.
You know what I really wish about text messages?
What?
I wish that you could
delay.
Well, just like, I want to come back to that message and I want it to like not be read. But I don't even have the read receipts, but that I like an email, like Mark
is
new.
You want to be unread. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You
just, say that, yeah. So that I can go back and remind myself to do that. Can you do that, Apple?
Thanks. Yeah. Ask them a question. Okay. So then Kyle, finally, about an hour ago, Kyle posts some stories.
Okay.
Hi,
she apologizes.
Let me know where you see the word sorry here. Just let me know where you find the apology.
Okay.
It's four slides, four story slides.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I want to share some things with you about this week's episode. I have not seen it yet, but have seen the clips floating around online. First, let's address my comment to Sutton. When Diana was sharing her story about having a miscarriage, I was taken aback because I felt like Sutton wasn't letting Diana have her moment to share what she had recently gone through. I had obviously had a few drinks and didn't express myself clearly, and I was disappointed in the way I handled myself altogether. When I woke up the next morning, thought about what happened the night before, and I realized that maybe Sutton was sharing her story with Diana to connect with her in some way, I immediately called Sutton and apologized to her. There you go. One sorry. I consider Sutton a close friend and care about her a lot. Sutton accepted my apology and we moved on.
Okay.
Now on to the clip where Mauricio, PK, Dorit, and I are discussing Erica's behavior at Garcelle's party.
Does it literally say that?
This is word for word. I'm literally reading you, minus the one where I said, okay, there's one. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, this is worth it.
I get it. Okay.
I had not seen what Erica said to Jax in person, but was told about it the following day, along with some funny moments as well. When I said it's not funny, but it's funny. I meant Erica being drunk was funny, but what she said to Jax was not. I hope you know me well enough by now to know I certainly do not condone speaking to children like that. We are all parents and certainly wouldn't want anyone speaking to any of our children like that. Until Mexico, we had never seen Erica drink like that. So this was new behavior we were seeing. I think while focusing on that, the more important issue was being minimalized. Anyway, I never post things like this, but I felt absolutely terrible watching these clips. So I wanted to share with you. Heart, Kyle.
So I noticed there was not a sorry in there, but I guess I empathize with Kyle here because I could see myself saying the same thing. Like, can you
that
believe
does not make it Erica, right?
Erica said this to her kid and like, you're kind of like, she's nervous laughing about it.
I understand. I guess my thing for this is
and it's like, it's not that big of a deal. Like that's no, my thing is I think what Erica did was totally wrong. Yeah. And that is a big deal.
Right.
But why are we chastising? Why are we holding
I think
Kyle also, Richards to the cross like Jesus. Why?
I think part of it is like this whole conversation with like, yeah, Erica's letting loose, which is that the issue that's being minimalized? Like that Erica's letting loose. Like, yeah, Erica's getting wasted because she's an asshole. So then the best part about this whole thing happening, right? Like this is the big thing. And Rinna is like, okay, I haven't been in the episode and you guys forgot about me and my racism and microaggressions with Garcelle and Diana last week, but here I'm coming back around.
Okay.
So yesterday, as this is all happening, she's like, what? Nobody's talking about me and it's bothering me. So I'm going to post something. Grief never ends, but it changes. Right. It's a passage, not a place to stay. Grief is not a sign of weakness or a lack of faith. It is the price of love. Okay. So then she writes in her caption.
Okay.
I have had a really rough time of it. I think you've seen how hard this has hit me. I'm sorry if I've raged on you, about you. It really has nothing to do with any of you. I never thought I would feel this way. I really thought grief would be about sadness and pain, but it's so much more. I am really struggling. I just never thought it would feel like this, but here it is. Losing my mom has really hit me hard. Thank you for your patience with me. I know it's not easy to have warm fuzzies for me right now, but I'll get through this and hopefully come out the other side stronger and better. Thank you for your support and your love. I so appreciate it.
What is she referring to, though?
Of her being an asshole, this whole thing. So literally,
she wasn't in the episode last week.
This is all the stuff that happened online last week with Diana's commentary, the whole thing, right? Where she's gotten a fight with all the Dubai women. And I don't know if this happened after we recorded last week.
I understand.
But remember everything that happened last week. But here's the thing. Lisa Rinna was a big asshole when Lois was still alive.
A leopard doesn't change their spot.
Yeah. And so this is also like, and I said, I called it. I was like, last week when all this was happening, I literally said 100% she will take this and she will say it was due to grief. 100%, which feels, you know, manipulative, feels yucky. And I don't doubt that she's experiencing grief, but you can experience grief and still be an asshole.
That's true.
Right. Like, I don't think grief makes you have microaggressions or like some sort of racism here and there.
Right. I hope it doesn't.
I mean, yes, like, thank God, you know, my parents are still alive, but I really hope that, you know, at some point in time,
got it.
You know, it's just, what the hell is going on, Beverly?
But it's almost like they're starting to flurry because nothing's really happening in these episodes.
It's just so wild
there's like
to me.
Starting like a social media like flurries.
Oh, I don't think that Kyle or Erica or Dorit wanted any of this to happen. Rinna brought this upon herself because she inserted herself into the conversation. In the Dubai. Like Erica, silent. Dorit, silent. No. Diana, whatever she's doing on her Instagram.
Not silent.
Not silent, but you know, whatever. She's going to go headbutt someone today.
Yeah. She's scary.
It's just, I mean, what is going on?
I don't know. And I look forward to the episode.
But I think we really need to hold this. Like, this is Erica's fault. I think we get mad at Sutton for the miscarriage comment. Or not Sutton. Kyle. Kyle's issue is over there. I agree with you. I don't think it's funny what happened. I think that the whole situation, they had this conversation to make up for how they spoke about Erica last year. But hold that fire for Erica on that comment and keep the conversation for Kyle. Like
two separate things.
Right. That's how I feel similarly.
Yes. I think we're green for once.
Wow. Yeah. This never happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people did say, can't wait to hear Mary defend Kyle.
I love her. And I don't think what she said in the privacy of her own home to her husband and her best friend, Dorit and PK.
And the cameras for all of us.
Okay. Oh. It's not bad.
It wasn't great.
It's Erica's fault. Let's blame
it. But it's Erica's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Erica's fault. The pretty mess. She sure made a mess out of this one. Okay. Now tell me this though about kids coming. Can her 29-year-old son Oliver come to the party?
Yeah. If you're over 21, you can come.
Okay. Well, she was still being inappropriate with him.
Yeah. No, but he can handle it because he's over 21.
Oh, okay. So that's okay.
That's the age.
Okay. Anything else in the news front? Do you think, okay, here's my questions actually. So again, we're not covering Beverly Hills this week. We'll be covering Oliver Huggett. What do you think happens from this? Do you think the women try to let it die down? Do you think it's definitely brought up in the reunion? Do you think that anyone's on the chopping block for this whole thing? Because if you recall, at one point, Kyle also said, like, maybe I'd retire from Beverly Hills. And I bet it was around this situation.
I honestly don't find this to be that big of a deal. I really think we're making a mountain over a molehill.
A mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. You nailed it.
And I don't think it's that big of a deal. And I think Erica owes an apology to her son.
I think she owes an apology to Garcelle.
Yeah.
Across the
board.
Then
we can, you know, mm-hmm. It was a bad night out.
Mm-hmm. And I just like, Kyle, just don't say that you're going to text Garcelle because there's a time difference. Because if you got time to give interviews, I feel like you got time to send a text.
I don't know why we blamed Kyle for all of this. That's why I'm confused. But anyways, yeah. Did you watch Southern Charm?
I did.
Thoughts?
So now we'll talk about it in a few weeks. We recap.
Oh, well, let's just do so we find out that Naomi and Craig slept together, not once, but two times.
I'm going to say this. If I'm Paige, I'm going to be pissed. Like the fact that like this whole timeline is so messy. And then Naomi comes back to this show. And now a big storyline is like, will my current boyfriend get back together with his ex-girlfriend? And they're all setting this up. And this is like the topic of conversation. I'd be really annoyed.
This is reality TV at its finest. I know,
but I also feel like Craig is kind of playing into it. Like he's called Naomi babe. He talks about their snack trays.
Oh, he is very nostalgic for a time that he remembers. And I'm like, were you living at her parents' house? What are you talking about with the U-Haul?
Yeah, they lived together for like 2 years.
Yeah, but at the parents' house? Or at Naomi's parents' house?
No, this is Naomi's, right?
No, it's her mom's house.
I thought it was her house.
I think it's her parents' house.
But I feel like they didn't live there full time. Like they were between there and France, maybe.
Oh, maybe that makes more sense. Okay.
But the whole thing is
no, just because like, this was not the house that they would come home to. And she'd be like, what did you do all day? And he's like, what's wrong with my sewing? And now he's
different house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, that wasn't even their house. That was a hosted party.
Oh, well, I'm thinking about the times that he would come when he
stabbed himself with a butter knife.
No, I'm thinking about the times when she would come home and be like, what did you do all day? And he'd be sitting at the sewing machine with like no pillows made.
Yeah, he hadn't hired Anna yet.
No.
Anna Hayward.
Or Jerry.
Yeah. But it's also like they have like this weirdness with each other. Cause like Naomi's like, don't chew ice. It's a turnoff for people. And he's like, what do you care? But I'm like, oh, this is what their relationship was like. They were like toxic. They found calmness and chaos.
They know each other so well. And it's almost like brothers and sisters, and like certain things annoy you so much.
What you found attractive about somebody after you like break up is the things that you find so unattractive.
Yes. I completely agree with that.
You know, don't care about Austin. I need Vanita to show me the receipts. She has maybe 82,000 followers now on Instagram. At the time of the show, it was like 75, I think. How is she making $1 million a month being an influencer? Because what the hell are we doing wrong?
We're doing a lot of
things
wrong. We are,
but what I'm saying is I don't believe that.
Yeah. I'm sure she does fine.
I'm sure she does fine, but she's renting Shep's old place. And if I'm making $1 million from influencing, you bet your ass I'm buying my own property.
Now, how did you feel about Taylor saying that she's not on any birth control?
Not surprising, because that's the only way Shep's going to have a baby, if it's an oops.
Got it.
And then we're also introduced to Shep's cousin, Marcy, who's so rich, so rich. And she's got a talking head. Like, yeah, she's a friend, like a
cast member. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh my God. Catherine's boyfriend is lovely. Him Caleb? Talking to his mom. Like the sweetest thing. And I also like really appreciate how she's like, I know how to deal with Catherine. Like, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to talk to her. Like, she just
needs someone. She's lonely.
I really appreciate her.
I wonder if they still, Caleb is a great addition. Like, I feel like, and will I change my mind maybe in a few episodes if we see something happen? Of course. But like, he's kind of like the only real man on this show.
What is his job?
And a man is in not like a boy or like the Peter Pan syndrome. Like, I feel like he's got his shit together.
But what's his job?
Someone DM'd and said he worked at Apple. Oh, now, okay. I don't know if it's a Genius Bar Apple.
Right. Or he was a former football player, played in Canada.
I believe that means he played for like the CFL.
Okay.
Which means nothing to me or you probably. Yeah. But like, he's so handsome.
I really appreciate him. I'm worried about Olivia. She was kind of on a Catherine stance.
Was like, you can't ask Naomi why she went to the party when she's contractually obligated through production.
I wish they would honestly be like, well, I had to because it was part of my job that day.
I would love that. They should break the fourth wall. Like, how, like, it wasn't even Catherine's real 30th birthday. This was in September and her birthday was in August.
They really are at the point in this show that they should. I would also like love to know the dynamics. Like, Austin and Craig aren't getting along at all and they're still doing their weekly podcast. You know, I want to know more about that dynamic.
I think, you know what? You're so right. Like the reason why things like worked on that first, like rehug it too, like breaking that fourth wall after a time, like instead of like spinning these storylines, which are like so wacky and crazy, just start breaking the fourth wall. Like, we mentioned blogs here and there. And sometimes we show like, you know, Kristen and we blur out the Cavallari, you know, like that kind of thing, but just start breaking the fourth wall.
Like, I completely agree.
I think it would really give another angle that people would appreciate and it would help us on the timeline.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Oh, so. I mean, it's your idea.
Thanks.
Yeah. So we're agreeing with you.
Thanks.
But I have to say, I'm entertained by Southern Charm. The thing is, I don't want Olivia to be with Austin.
I completely agree with you. And unless he changed his ways.
You think he did, Mary?
No, but.
No, me neither.
And then I do think it's funny. Pat's getting out of her house, coming to these parties.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
More Pat. And
my thing was like, I wonder how she got there. I wanted to see the drive over.
I feel like Whitney's now her driver.
Could be.
But we'll do like a deep dive into Southern Charm in a couple of weeks when we do that. But anything else, or should we take a quick break and come talk Rugged?
Let's go to Rugged.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom. And it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Everyone is always trying to drink water. You're trying to get down as much as you can in a day, and it can be challenging, but not with Liquid IV. I tear, I pour, and I live more. Literally one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, and it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. I try to drink as much water as I can, but Liquid IV, I feel like doubles it. I'm obsessed with the different flavors. Right now, I'm a raspberry lemon girl. Also really enjoy their white peach. They're also sugar-free. They have lemon lime. They have green grape. And it just makes drinking water less laborious. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. You can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TJG at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TJG at liquidiv.com. Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grows, so could the opportunities for lower rates on loans like cars or home loans. The Chime Credit Card Builder Visa credit card has no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted, and you're building credit using your own money. My favorite feature is the Spot Me. So it's a fee-free overdraft. So you just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for Spot Me, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. The overdraft fee is up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up with a qualifying direct deposit. You can get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. So with a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. They have over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, and you can send and receive money using Chime. And if you are like sending out money and they're not a Chime member, that works too. And you can cash out your money fee-free. With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/judgy. That's chime.com/judgy. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA, member FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosure for details. I've been using Whey products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair,
Everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
And we're back. We're back with Rugged Ex-Wife City, you or guys, Ex-Wife Club.
You guys, this show is brilliant. I want the same freaking cast every season. I want these housewives to think that they are getting back on their franchise only to be thrown in the same group again in someone else's house.
See,
take him to Kodo.
So I think that we could definitely have this exact same cast. I think we could, you know, go to a tropical island. We could, I think we've talked about this, perhaps they could stay in Orange County, but not at the girls' houses. Dorinda has way too much power
being
the hostess. Mm-hmm. I don't think that really
works. Hostess, not with the mostest.
I don't think that dynamic
The joke
works.
Is that she thinks she's such a great host and she's not.
I think she's so stressed out having this amount of people at her home because they have trailers outside of bathrooms for production to stay. There's like a hundred people at her house on a daily basis. You just don't see that.
Oh, 100%. I think she still has PTSD from when Ramona ripped the lights off the fish room wall, you know? And I think, but it's like, Bravo's going to pay for this cleaning fee. Here's what I heard too. It was supposed to be 4 days at Dorinda's, 4 days at a resort. COVID complicated things. So they had to end up spending 8 days at Dorinda's.
Oh yeah. That would be a little.
And I totally get where she come from. I think you're so right. The stress of like just destroying her house basically for filming purposes when there's so much like life and history in it. She probably is super worried.
Dude, this is like but her like home. This is her home. Like, she rents a New York City apartment. This is her
well,
home,
she you know, just she owned in New York.
Right.
Just sold it for $2.4 million.
Right.
But you're saying like this is her main, like she a Massachusetts voter is what you're saying.
Oh, that would be a really interesting question. And you know what? I bet she is. I bet she's.
I think since New York Housewives, I think she's retreated a lot there. I don't know.
What's the better tax break, Boston or I mean Mass or New York?
It probably doesn't matter.
Same.
What does it matter? Because she's filing. Oh, for work wise. Oh, yeah. I don't know. But I will say I did
next
love
time the, we talked to her, let's ask.
I did love the idea of it being at the Berserkshires because like as we got like right away, like we got a montage of all the greatest hits, which is just the women yelling at each other, Sonia falling out of a chair, Giovanni mentioned it all, you know, all the hits were happening. So it's like it is a good place. And I kind of like because okay, Jill, when she says, so the other ladies got Turks and Caicos and we got this, what did I do wrong? And I want to say you got fired. You got fired. That's what you did wrong. But like in theory, it's like it's also like kind of like The Shining. Like you just put all these people in a small space, not like nobody, there's nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. And you just go insane from being in this house with everybody.
Because they're on day four and it's starting to get.
Day one, it was insane.
Scary and creepy and confusing.
Vicky
and
walked in for the gorgoyles. Taylor calling Dorinda the Red Queen and Vicky and Tamara dumb or Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I mean, this cast is so. Let's talk this cast. I want to get your opinions of like what arrival. Okay. So we've got Taylor, formerly of Beverly Hills.
Right. So she shows up with Vicky and Tamara because they all basically live in Orange County now.
They do live in Orange County now.
And we got to see Kennedy, who's only 15. I was like, you're only 15? I remember your fourth birthday. Seems like many years ago.
She literally 11 to be exact. We saw her. We saw Mr. President and the Prince of Phaedra's kids.
Phaedra has been a star.
I'm so mad at Phaedra for doing what she did to Candy because she is brilliant.
Her confessionals have
everything
been
she does.
Iconic.
Everything now, she does.
Is she currently dating anyone? She doesn't talk about her like relationship status. We haven't seen that side yet.
Maybe she's got a man in Dubai because she's got a CMOS company there, right? We're going to see her on Dubai this week.
Okay.
So, you know, people are like, oh, maybe she's angling to go to Dubai. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to, don't, that's a sinking ship.
What about the funeral home?
What's going on with the funeral home? I mean, somebody did say something. Oh, they, in episode four, I'm sorry. No, we're going to jump around a lot. Okay. Because there's just, you know, talking about everything. Dorinda's photo, painted picture has come to life, right? And they have a mannequin with all these roses and Eva accidentally knocks it over and they're like, you decapitated it. And Phaedra is like, oh, like that's something. Like she was like, it was like relating to her as like a mortician.
Right.
And I was like, and then when she's, and the Phaedra is just killing me because they're like, what would you have done as a profession if you knew you could and you had the time or whatever? She's like, I'd be a professional cheerleader. And he was like, you're a lawyer. Like, what? Just everything that's like happening on this cast is like, wow. I texted you in the first episode and I said, I'm so mad Eva's here. She's sucking up to all the housewives. I don't like this. And then by episode, best cast member, love Eva, love her vibe, love her style, love it. The Atlanta women, all the women are gravitating towards them.
No, but Eva, like fangirling over Vicky Gumvaldson, I was shocked. She was like, oh my God, you're the OG. Like, I love you. You basically started this all. Like, I just have so much respect for you.
Vicky tells her she's 59. She goes, you're the hottest 60-year-old. And you know, Vicky is seething and said, I'm not 60 yet. Like, you're the hottest 60-year-old. She's like,
I also love her. So she's like so excited because she could smoke weed every day up there. It's legal in Mass.
Also her ciggy. She is smoking ciggies. Like it is her day job. Also new veneers. Did you notice that too? She's got new teeth. She's so beautiful. Eva's
she's
so beautiful.
Gorgeous. Flawless. So beautiful. Natural beauty.
Literally so pretty. But I'm like, she is just cracking me up.
I loved her. I've loved every moment of her.
Yeah.
Next, Brandy. Brandy came in very nervous because she hasn't seen Taylor in so long. And
she always comes into these things nervous. Remember when she was like coming to Kyle's white party and she was like super nervous, like, or she came into the children's hospital auction where she got so wasted, she fell over and everything is always like, I'm so nervous because I've started drama with people.
And she had like a beef with Tamara and she, you know, just basically drinks way too much every single night and says whatever she wants to say.
Shut the fuck up, bitches. You shut the fuck up, bitches. Why can she say bitch and I can't? It's like the delivery.
She's also
cracking me up.
I'm sad that they don't have like more interactions with the outside world because her making comments like about people's eyebrows and how to distinguish if you're lesbian based off eyebrows.
She's like, oh, you're married to her, to the lesbian waitress. He's like, I don't think my wife is lesbian. They're like, how, like Phaedra's saying, now Brandy, why did you think she was a lesbian? She deadpan her eyebrows. Like there was just no, and then I don't know if you noticed later on.
Gone right to the eyebrows.
And then I don't know if you noticed later on. So when they were doing the prohibition party in the fourth episode, Brandy kind of like leans into Eva's like, you look so good. She's like, you know, I'm like, bye. And Eva said, yeah, I could tell by your eyebrows.
I know. I mean, it is very.
But Brandy is like massive. Such like. Here's the, I love watching all of these women on this show. I don't think I need them back on their franchise. Like, I just need them on this show.
Brandy also makes a really good point. She's like, well, so Vicky, Tamara, and Dorinda have like just kind of recently been off the shows. Dorinda's they're like the pause. Newest to, and she's like, now Dorinda still doesn't think she's been fired because
menopause.
Yeah. Like, because Andy said she is on pause. I can tell you, I don't think they're going to unpause her.
I think she it's just the delusion in the head. It just like kind of cracks me up. So here's the thing. Dorinda I don't think she's learned anything since her time off. I think she's just as like, hey, I was who I was. And you know what? I got to pause and I'm coming right back. I don't need to make changes. No. She's to the point where she is waking up drunk.
You think?
Oh yeah. Like that fight with Tamara about food in the bed, which when she gets that mad, it's like, it's almost like, it's like a hair of the dog kind of thing. Like she's so, it's like that shampoo.
That's like yes. When she did the clip thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And she just snaps because she's kind of like this angry drunk where she's in that in-between stage. Something's going on.
Well, and Jill calls it out.
Jill.
This episode.
Jill trying to come in and recreate that scary island. Hi, surprise.
Even had Gary walk behind a la Bobby.
A la Bobby. Yeah. And all the women like, huh? Huh? And
do you think they told them not to be excited? Yes. Yeah, yes. I agree. I think they're like,
I don't believe that none of the women knew Jill wasn't coming.
You're totally right.
Like they all knew who the cast was. We know who the cast is. I mean, right now there's a Rehugget 3 rumor.
Yeah,
I hate this cast. I hate
they're
it.
They're going to Thailand and it's weather. Whitney yeah,
bad
and Heather.
Weather. Giselle Tinsley, and Candace.
Tinsley and Leah, which that would be fun.
Alexia and Marisol.
Yeah, I just.
I hate this.
I don't think this is real. What do you?
Well, I mean, Alexia posted she's going somewhere and someone said Rehugget 3 and she just left an emoji.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
Teddy Mellencamp posted today that she's going out of the country and she had a last minute come. What if she's on it?
I feel like Kyle told her that she had a Fashion Week extra ticket. And Teddy's like, I'll get on the next flight. You know, they're over there in Paris right now.
Oh, you or is there like another like Big Brother Canada or something?
No.
She's definitely leaving the country for work. And her and Tammy are not doing the podcast.
Wait. She says one plane left trying to study the show I am filming.
So like a challenge thing, maybe more?
Maybe.
Is it a Big Brother, like UK maybe?
I guess for me, I'm like, okay, I feel like none of the Salt Lake casts had like weather. Like, I don't feel like they've earned this Rehugget status yet.
I just I don't like, believe this. I just don't
like this cast. Like Leah and Giselle, like Giselle deserves like the alpha girls.
I'm going to definitely put a poll tomorrow and say, do you want the same Rehugget 2 cast to go to California?
Just in general. And I think you should post the Rehugget 3. Vicky, do we like this
I want Vicky to host today, Tamara to host today, and Taylor. And then on the fourth day, they go to LA and go to Brandy's.
She doesn't have room.
No, they don't actually stay at their house. They kind of are showing them around their part of town.
Okay. And they're hosting a day.
Yeah. And then they come to San Francisco and they go to Napa.
And then I like hosted you, yeah, I was like, oh, how are you getting in on this?
I can be Marcos the butler. Mary the butler.
Wait, by the way, okay, I was dying. So in episode 1, Brandy arrives, right? And some of the women are already outside and she comes in to grab. And she goes, oh, what's your name? He goes, Marco. She's also told the driver that took her to the Berserkshires that they will get a burger on together on the way out.
Yeah.
She calls Marco Drago. See, Drago, where are we going? And he just says nothing. I mean, Marcos clearly does not really work for the Berserkshires. Like, he was hired specifically for this show to fuck everything up.
Right. To be good looking.
Right. And
but then you can't even see him because the mask.
Yeah. It's like, test him.
Yeah.
Test him. Because when we're getting the confessionals, he's looking good.
Oh, God. Wait. Also, the confessional room is like,
It's like Dorinda's like overflow closet.
It is so embarrassing. Like
the room is like Dorinda's holiday decoration closet.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like
where like a rack in the back.
Yeah. Well, hey, do you know if you order on Amazon, it comes here in 24 hours. I could get everyone a rolling rack from Amazon. Oh, and if you need something for the photo shoot, oh, hey, what about this? Ralph Lauren cashmere, a 1970s Dior, Jill Zarin in high school.
I feel like Jill's trying to have fun and like go with the flow and do like the group thing. And she has changed so much from the show. Like she was such a snob and so uppity and like, the other day I watched the fashion show with Ramona and, mm-hmm. and Alex, and literally Jill Zarin's like,
I'm Big Bird Kelly
all the way to Brooklyn for this. Like, it's so embarrassing. There's like the step and repeat is disgusting. I'm literally horrified to be here. I couldn't get out of here any faster. Countess Luann would never show her face in here, you know?
Well, what was funny too, though, is I actually think Dorinda is taking the role that Jill thought she would have because Dorinda is like the host. So she's kind of involved in everything, but that's what Jill thought she would have been, right? Like she comes in, she's like, oh, let me tell you about this, blah, blah, blah. Like, because Jill
hasn't hosted anything yet.
Will she? Is anybody hosting anything without Dorinda taking over?
So Dorinda and Brandy, they did the lasagna bake-off.
Also, Dorinda is so rude. She's like sabotaging the lasagna. And then she's like, it's like,
she just wants to be the best. And she honestly said their biggest fear is losing relevance.
And not wrong.
I think she's
not wrong.
Living but like fear.
But then I also was like, Brandy's lasagna is interesting. There were a lot of flavors that made sense to me about why they should be in the sauce. But then I was like, as soon as she's like, yeah, I think the meat's been left overnight. I was like, I don't want that bite. And then once Dorinda starts sticking her fingers in there and licking them all, I was like, I definitely don't want any of that. And if Dorinda came at me with a crab that she had broken with her hands and then stuck with it in my mouth, like she did to Phaedra.
It reminded me of the movie Splash with Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Ever seen it?
No.
Oh, wait.
I know it with Daryl Hannah.
Yeah.
No, I know it.
Literally like at the restaurant, like, and like biting the lobster. Exactly. All I could think Dorinda. About was that. I was like, Dorinda's a mermaid. Oh, God. Okay. Taylor tried to recreate her tea party, Brandy, I guess we're saying that her thing was making lasagna. Jill.
And the game night. Brandy was the game night too with the dicks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Eva hasn't hosted anything or Phaedra yet,
but I don't know if they're Jill. Going to.
I hope they do. Because the problem is the power dynamic and that,
right.
And Dorinda comes at Vicky the first night over the vaccine.
That was fine with me. Vicky, she could go after Vicky for that. Like even a broken clock is right twice a day.
But even Vicky, like she has no fight in her. And she kind of
says this just getting over COVID. So she had COVID like 2 weeks before this. So she's really sick. And then the day before she leaves, Steve breaks up with her.
And I didn't know that she had just had COVID.
Yeah, I think she had COVID like a couple of weeks before. So she's literally having the effects of long COVID because she's not vaccinated because she has an excuse of a blood clot.
Right. But that's okay. So she's like extra
tired. That's why
nobody's
worried. Like, because I'm like at that point, I think people would be very worried. Like Tamara would be very worried about sharing a room with her. But I think it's like because she already had it. She's just still experiencing the effects of it.
Okay, that makes that timeline makes more sense for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But Vicky coming in, she's such like a buzzkill, but then you just get a little bit of brown liquor in her.
let's
take a quick break and come right back.
Yeah.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Also, I wanted to talk about like the theme song music. It's like this
Succession. Succession into clownery.
Yes, you're totally right. It's like like a bad carnival.
Yes, yes, it goes from like Succession into just right. fucking clowns.
Right.
Send in the clowns.
Do you think they should have had like taglines?
They need, like, we got Housewives of the Island Baby on Rehugget One. I love that one.
Right.
Give me a lyric.
I do think they each should have had like a
well, they tried to give us their, here's the thing. So in the first episode, they all gave us a tagline from one of their seasons, but it wasn't like the most iconic. Like, I've like either give us their last season or their first season, but I don't know why we're giving these random one-offs.
They're like most iconic Housewife line.
I don't know what any of those would be though.
Well,
I'm just like,
it
just,
well,
yeah,
we
could Google,
but I mean, or like, there, it would have been like really funny as we like what if Tamara's was like something about eating in bed, you know, I enjoy eating in bed.
I just love that they all, okay. So let's talk about this most recent episode. Okay. So Dorinda has given everyone a plaque for how to behave in Bluestone Manor. Basically no shoes upstairs, no eating upstairs, no fun upstairs. Just like, you're not allowed to do anything and everything needs to be okay with Dorinda. Dorinda has also offered ice cream to the girls and talking to Tamara while she's eating ice cream in the bed. And Dorinda says nothing. Brandy one morning is eating fruit in her bed with Dorinda there. She says nothing. But then Len tells Dorinda everything, and Len lets Dorinda know Vicky and Tamara, more specifically Tamara, are eating yogurt that Marco brought to them in their room.
Marco's confessional. He's like, I didn't know that rule. And she's like, get the plaque. Get the plaque.
And she's like, Tamara, do you need me to get the plaque? She's like, I didn't see the plaque. Like, there's so much. She's like, I'll go get it. She's like, Dorinda, I got it. I'm so sorry. Like, Tamara is so fucking likable, you guys. Tamara is so likable in this show. But that's why I'm like, don't bring her back. Just keep putting them in these situations. Let Dorinda rain terror on everyone. And then
Dorinda's excuse was like, because we get mice. So don't eat yogurt in bed because we get mice.
And Vicky's like, what? And Vicky's also like, it was me. And she's like, I'm drinking coffee.
Dorinda at one point is like, you're going to get a large bill for the mice problem. Okay. I was like, what? This is so weird. This is so uncomfortable.
But that was where I was like, Dorinda is like literally a wild woman because like she's going off at Tamara. Tamara literally starts crying, which, okay, you guys, I do think she turns it up to 100 for the effect.
I think they all did. I think Dorinda was like, okay, I'm going to mention to them, like, don't eat in the rooms because
they had their own ideas of how they were going to.
And then they're like, wait, this is kind of going somewhere. Okay. I'm just going to keep running with this. Let me go get that fucking plaque because you know what? It's in each room. And these are the rules. Marco, get the fucking plaque.
Well, then Tamara's like crying and she's like, oh, you crying, Tamara? And she's like, and then she's like, I'm going to cry now. I'm just at my house and I just want, you know, and like, I'm like, and then Tamara just at one point snaps and is like, just stop and like storms away, which first off, them doing this in 80s workout clothes too, is always what makes these fights so hilarious because they don't make sense, but the outfit's just really times 10.
At one point too, I was like, is Tamara, are those leggings on underneath? They're nude leggings.
Like,
I was
like pantyhose.
Yeah. I was like, or is that just her ass? Like, her ass good looks for
great.
Her.
She looks fabulous. They all look great. You know, like I've got to say, for people being off a show for like years and years, having them come back.
Also say like about Vicky when Dorinda's like, do you eat in your house at home? Like, do you do this in your own home? And then Vicky's like, no, I don't. And then she like,
so why would you do it in my house?
Yeah. And she's like, I don't have an answer for that.
Vicky is like, I'm like hands up. I don't want to do it. But also I'm like, well, Dorinda, in other people's homes, when they're in their own house, they have access to the kitchen. They can go sit in the living room. You've got so many rules. Nobody knows where or what they can do. And look, I'm watching everyone go up those stairs in heels and shoes, bringing liquids.
And everything is so like, there is a schedule. I mean, the schedule gets dropped off every single day, but this is a fully packed day. So we're on four. We're on day four. It's 8:45. We're going to do aerobics. Mm-hmm. At 12 o'clock, we're going to meet downstairs, go get ready, and we're going to do this tea party. Then at
6:30.
Yeah, we're going to come down to the garden to do my Bluestone Manor brown liquor that will make you crazy tasting. That's too much for one day, if you ask me.
No. And I can't keep up with it. Like, it's just, I'm like, we don't honestly, like the day before, what did they do? They had Did they go? That's when they walked around the town. They went to the weed dispensary. They had the field day. Mm-hmm. And then they had the games with the pajamas where Vic, they were like, oh, right. Jill, this is like another Dorinda thing. Dorinda always ends the night blacked out and doesn't remember. And Dorinda also, she did mention in the first episode with like Brandy, where she says, you know, it's that Catholic guilt. You just wake up and forget. And like, that's literally how Dorinda lives her life. Because Jill, they're saying like, what was something your dad did that upset you or whatever it was. And Brandy's drunk. And she just reminds Jill, national TV, like, just, you don't want to say anything, whatever. And Dorinda's like, we both are on reality TV, Brandy. It goes off on her. He's like going crazy. And Brandy's like, I just don't want her to say something. She's like, you're ruining my game. This is stupid. I'm getting at, like, she goes nuts. And it's like,
but it's because she has way too much power.
But because everybody's in like, her home. Fuck, like,
you know, that's my only gripe.
Yeah, I agree. It's, but what's weird though, is I don't feel like it's like this when the other women have been there before,
but they're also not there for 8 days.
No, but I'm thinking there's such a dynamic of like, I feel like, did the producers tell them only one's getting back on their franchise from this? Like, are they in their mind playing Survivor? Like, there's something about this, like, appearance, like, because it wasn't, I mean, now granted, she's kicked Luann out with her Giovanni bag 1 year. Like, there are dynamics, but like, it's like, maybe she like knows how to handle the other women. And so she comes into this and she's like, oh, it's hosted at my house, meaning that Bravo loves me and I'm up the hierarchy.
Like, she has like more power. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, how much do you think she got paid to host?
$10,000? I don't think she got paid anything different to appear on the show, but I bet there's a big fee to like rent Bluestone right. Manor plus the cleaning, yeah, like everything that had to, but I mean, that's gotta be a lot.
She's taken on too much, I think, and the stress is getting to her. And I'll apologize for Dorinda. Right. Okay. I do like how the next morning, Brandy is literally texting Eva, like, sorry, oh, yeah, I told you that your husband has a mangina or is a mangina. And Eva's so freaking cool. She is like, you know what? If a mangina, you know what? Yeah, my husband is a real man. He takes care of all of us. He's a provider. He does everything. And if you think that's lame, then
yeah,
so be it.
Well, and then she turned it around on Brandy too. And Brandy's like, well, I guess just my husband sucked. Right. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, it sounds like he did.
Yeah. She's like, sorry, my man steps up to the plate for his family.
Mm-hmm. So then after this fight too, that happens with the food, Dorinda tells Vicky and Tamara not to come. And then she's on her power trip because people are not. I'm thinking, okay, Durobix is at 8:45 in the morning. Okay, that is 5:45 the California time.
Right.
Like, the time change is there. And like, I don't feel like that's being respected for the people from California or the West Coast over here. Right. Because like, I'll tell you, I'm not getting up for Durobix at 5:45 in the morning. And she literally at one point, Jill just comes. She's like, I'm ready. And Durinda just goes, just get down here, Jill. We're turning on the music. Everybody will show up when they show up. Like, and you're just like, oh, God.
Like, but Jill starts to Durinda. Jill is literally screaming through the house, Durobix, like, come on down. Cause she knows she's going to be scared. So pissed if people don't come. And she's like, I better show up. I better get there. Oh. Eva takes a shot of Tito's at 8:45 in the morning
and chows down on some Ruffles,
chases it back with a Ruffle sour cream.
God, love her.
Even like Dorinda has a microphone
for the four people there. Also, I'm like laughing. I'm like, Durobix, when did we get trampolines involved in this? And then I love Phaedra too. We're like, Phaedra, you're late. She's like, well, I mean, I wake up like this, but like, I don't wake up like this.
Right.
Like, she's like, and then they're like, wait, this is like real aerobics. And like, you know, Dorinda is taking that like so seriously, like shoulder up and up.
Well,
and
we did it and it is hard. Serious and you do sweat. It was 30 minutes is all you need.
It was like 28 minutes. It wasn't even like the full 30. And I was like, look, my thighs, they were on fire.
Yeah. It's a harder workout than you thought, you guys. Yeah, okay? It's a
very good workout. But like, honestly, I'm a little scared of her. I'd be scared to take this class right now.
I mean, well, are they going to have it for day 5? She says she'll be hosted again.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, whatever you'd like, Dorinda, we'll be there. I don't have an outfit for it, but I'll be there. Whatever. So then they go to the tea party.
Yes, they're at the tea party. And I like how Brandy breaks the fourth wall. It's like, these women are having a housewife off. Like, they're seeing who can scream the most. You know, I'm not really into it. And yeah, we're recreating Kennedy's fourth birthday party that she spent $50,000 on, which
I love that they're all like, that's nothing now, which is true. Cause Kenya just spent $110,000 on Brooklyn's third party.
No, it wasn't that much. I think it was 60. Yeah.
Okay. Either way.
No, 10 to 15. 10 to 15. I could look it up in my notes.
I think 110 sounds legit.
No, 110 is not how much that was.
I just think I'm spreading. I think
the budget was 10 to 15. 10 to 15.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, they're kind of like, Tamara's pretty feeling uncomfortable at the table because everyone's like, didn't you have so much fun at aerobics? It was pretty hard. Like, that was a great sweat. Thanks, Dorinda, for having us. Like, kissing her ass because
they're all afraid. They're all so afraid. And they're all, you know, they all went up after aerobics and threw every single piece of food that ever existed. Like, when
all Marco the went to the gone.
They're like, Marco went to the room.
Wine glass can hear.
Marco in the room. He's like, can I do anything for you? And Tamara's like, God, no, you've done enough. Okay. So they finally start talking, but then Eva starts going off on Vicky a little bit.
Well, because Vicky has been a freaking dud. They're like, yeah, we get it. You're going through a breakup and like, you didn't feel well, but like, come on. Why are you even here? You don't want to be here. Then leave.
Yeah.
She should have just left.
No, I think now okay, first off, I would think like if I got broken up with, now Vicky lives in a land of delusion too, you know? So granted, she said that they haven't had sex for 14 months and he basically lives in her PV apartment. Remember he was also running for governor at a point too.
Right.
It's like, so the signs were there. She just chose not to read them.
I mean, she dated Brooks. So
yeah. So her picker, not the best.
Right.
But I'm just thinking, I'm like, oh my God, I think I would be miserable coming onto this trip because it'd be like,
You can feel her misery.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like because Eva said something, Tamara detached from Vicky this night, mm-hmm. which was great TV.
Because as Brandy said, well, even the day before too, Brandy said, Tamara, you're more fun when Vicky's not around.
And I think it's very true. She brings her down. They should have got their own rooms.
I don't understand. Why are they two sharing? It's like Eva, I get, needed her own room. She's doing her show. We'll get there. And everybody else, like Brandy definitely got the pullout room because she's
the best. And she was going to be those wastedest and it would be fine.
Yeah. That's a word. I went with it. I liked it, but like she gets that. And I'm like, why did Vicky and Tamara, like, how did this happen? Because the confessional room should have been able to be turned into a bedroom.
I think that would have been nice for Tamara.
Or Vicky. Either of them. And then they wouldn't be so attached either because they're staying in the room together. So Dorinda is still your fault.
Totally her fault.
Yeah, it's definitely Dorinda's fault. But then Jill's not saying a word here. Jill's keeping very quiet. She's keeping her cards close to her chest. She goes up to Tamara.
She honestly, at this point, hasn't really made like a big splash.
Outside of her flop of hi,
right.
She's just eating. She gives Tamara a hug and she's like, Dorinda, I need to give Tamara a hug. And Dorinda's like, okay. Like Dorinda at this point is like, I don't even know what we're fighting about.
Well, she's like, you must show respect to the hostess. And you didn't respect me in my home. She'll always have the upper hand because it's her home.
Yeah.
So that's just the.
Well, I also didn't like what she said to Tamara too, because she was like, I don't know where you're from.
Oh, like, I didn't hear that.
She said, oh, I don't know where you're from. When she was yelling at her, you know, I don't know how you, where you're from and how you eat. And I was like, oh, are you calling her trash?
Yeah.
I'm like, am I defending Tamara? Like, I like her so much in this.
You are.
So then everybody comes back from tea because again, everyone's tired. These are long days. So
A nap day.
I love a nap. Well, you know, Dorinda loves her 4 p.m. nap. What it is nice about Dorinda hosting, though, is she does have required nap times.
Right.
You know, like that's this is in required the schedule
down. On the plaque of the day.
Yeah. So Jill is talking to Gary by the pool, which also she's like bullshitting because she's like, oh, she's going to have to kick me out of here. So nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, liar. You're like, you can't wait to leave. And Taylor comes out. And Taylor is like, I love this version of her because she's really trying to find one-on-one time with everyone.
Yeah,
like she had one Eva on her,
had like her, the best.
I moment. Was crying with yeah. her and Eva. I mean, Smokey and Okie, that's her, that's frickin' frack of her and Phaedra.
Yeah.
And she's talking to Jill, and Jill kind of lets it out about Dorinda.
Mm-hmm. She sure does. She's like, well, basically, you know, like Dorinda completely dismisses me ever since she like got on the show. She basically has kind of not really talked to me, even though I kind of introduced her to the show. And we clearly have a bond. We both are widowers. And
She's just kind of, she says, like, it takes a user to know a user.
Because Dorinda calls Jill a user. Well, because the whole point was, is that Taylor said, like, Dorinda kind of broke down in the car ride on the way back, right? And was like, it's so lonely and I miss Richard and like all of, you know, all of this. And as Phaedra would say, who the hell is Richard?
It's really sad that, I mean, he's been dead for 10 years and like she hasn't really found a companion, because clearly I think she wants a companion. I think she wants someone to share her life with and call on the phone and support her. And
I think she knew John was never like her equal.
No.
And it was just someone to like have around, but she really wants like her next Richard.
And like a relationship that like went on for too long.
Right.
Like it was, she's like, whatever, this is like party fun, but she just kept on dating him. And
she
was like,
well, she wanted the free dry cleaning.
It makes sense. You know.
But then I also find it interesting because the way that Jill also talks about it, I'm like, this is so typical of Jill though. Jill's like, did you know Dorinda was on season 4? Because Dorinda went to a luncheon. So Jill hosted a luncheon and invited her 60 closest girlfriends, all of Ramona, right? Right. Did that. And then basically was like, I'm like, I don't doubt though that Jill called you when you got on the show to be like, when can I film with you?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I don't believe, like, I could see Dorinda kind of being like, well, no, like, this is now my show. So like, I'll talk to you after filming. Like, this is my job right now. Where Jill's like, well, why can't I come? Because then even when we go to the Eva situation later, it's like, I don't think she's ever like, I think Jill's changed in the way that she's not like so aggressive in the way she was with Bethany in the beginning. But mm-hmm. I think she does miss the spotlight and wants to be, and wants to like share a part of everybody's thing.
Yeah. But
I don't think like, she means harm as much as I feel like before she was like, let me in.
Right. I agree. And also though, she literally was just like, Eva, can I be on your show? That'd be super fun. And he was like, not really, like it's syndicated and like you have to get cleared. And then she's like, well, can I listen? Like, I just,
no,
wanna, I just, no,
Jill, you're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. Stop it. Just stop it.
It was like, got really scary, really fast. Dark passenger. This is the dark passenger. This is
dark passenger. Well, okay. Let's talk about some of the outfits for the Prohibition party.
Tamara's was from Amazon.
Or Party City, one or the other. She looked up 1920s gangster.
It was not a good look. Dorinda is wearing like a green silk dress and tons of pearls.
Dorinda, when she goes to Bluestone Manor, I feel like she has a closet of just 1920s gear. And that's what she wears the entire time she's there.
I
like to the coffee reader, she's wearing like full like silver fringe outfit with like the headband across the forehead. Feather sticking out. Like Dorinda just dresses 1920s.
Yeah, that's like her thing. That's
like at her house. Like, I feel like she probably has a rotary phone when she's like calling Melinda, her sister, you know?
Totally. And everyone's also sinking into the grass.
Vicky's heels.
Like,
I feel like Eva is like what all the women, like, Eva's just so effortlessly cool.
Doesn't have to wear a drop of makeup.
No, she just, I mean, but even in her, like her pants outfit, she looked like Brandy and Tamara were like in costumes. And like Eva, I was like, oh no, she could just Friday night dinner. She just put
something together. Yeah.
I feel like Phaedra forgot the under part of her outfit. I know. Like it was very Sonia and Cipriani's where she forgot her underwear.
Yeah.
But I still loved it. I still loved it. Yeah. And then it was like, so then she's like, I've got a surprise for you. And I was like, I swear to God, a bolo comes out right now.
I thought it was gonna be a male.
Well, it was Marco later, but it was like gorgeous burlesque dancer that I'm like, Brandy is like,
your body's insane.
Like Brandy's basically trying to figure out how to sleep with her at some point.
Well,
and then Marco comes out and she rips his shirt open and I'm like, I feel like, did anybody warn him this would be happening?
I think so. Okay. I think Marco knew. Okay. He turns into a burlesque dancer. I mean, Tamara turns into one. She like,
starts taking her pants off and she's going like down on Vicky.
Even Dorinda.
Dorinda takes her top off. I'm like, what is happening here? People
are motorboating. I mean, they just got in that bunghole of whiskey and it bourbon, was a good bourbon. Time. Oh yeah, that's right. Bourbon.
The bourbon. Well, it was the a brown good time
water
until it wasn't. And so then Jill goes into the confessional because she's just like, I'm going to bed. She goes in there. And the scene just keeps adding more and more housewives into this confessional. First it's Jill and then it's Phaedra comes in there to console her. Because Phaedra's also at this point is on the phone with her kid being like, you got to take your phone away. Brandy's sprinting in like, pajama party! Her and Tamara her taking shots in the bathroom. Like, Vicky is like, what is happening? Like,
Vicky's like, I can't, this is getting too low. I got to get out.
Like, Vicky's trying to leave, you know, then she, is she in the confessional? Is it Taylor? Somebody else gets in the
Taylor.
Confessional. Then Taylor, then Dorinda comes in. She sits on the edge and she finally says, scoot over. Let me sit here so I can yell at Jill. They all have to move out on the seat. Then Vicky comes in. Then like all the housewives at some point are in this confessional as Dorinda is like berating Jill because she's like, I feel just like I'm not being heard. So then Jill leaves and she goes, you're weak. That's poorly. I don't know what that means, but like, you know, at some point Phaedra just claps like the bourbon is too damn strong.
The brown liquor.
What?
It is. It hits you differently. And Vicky was feeling it at the table as well. She's like, I just want to like leave this and everyone to think I'm incredible. I just want peace in my life. I'm scared to go through the next door. But then Jill, I felt bad for because Dorinda just became a monster. And
that was her victim of the day. I mean, she's already had Brandy as her victim. She's had Vicky as a victim, like Tamara as a victim.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she'll go after him. I don't think she's going to go after Phaedra or Eva.
Yeah, I agree.
Taylor's too weak.
No, she would go after Taylor.
I don't know that she'll go after Taylor. I don't think Taylor will do anything to offend her.
Yeah. But how do you think they're going to work this out in the morning?
They won't.
They'll just act like nothing happened to do another aerobics class.
Jill will just like, or Dorinda will
it's
go
also
to Jill.
Interesting because Jill doesn't drink. Like right. She tried the whiskeys and thought it was like lighter fluid.
Bourbon, but Mary, she, bourbon.
Sorry. but she doesn't, yeah. She knows exactly
she's
what
never
happened.
Drank. She's,
Dorinda yeah. is like one-eyed slurring her words.
Yeah. Messy. Hamburg NSO, maybe costume.
It's like actually, it like it's like sad.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I really think in her head, she thinks she's like doing it, but like all of us are seeing, she's like not. Like, now listen, am I entertained?
Yeah,
100%. But this is why I'm like, no, these women need
she
to
won't
be
come
on.
Back.
None of them should though. I want them only on this show together.
Although they might do a legacy thing though with Dorinda.
I'm going to be honest.
Been so poorly here that they'll be like, no.
I would be very curious. Like I see right now Jill going more legacy than Dorinda. Like I could see Tinsley, if Tinsley really is going on this rehug at 3 or whatever, and they want Tinsley to go legacy. Like I could also see Tinsley being like, I don't want to come back if Dorinda's going to attack me.
I don't think Tinsley would be on legacy.
So too young. You think, okay.
It's okay. Just not the vibe of the group.
Okay.
Because I think it's going to be Lou, Sonia, Ramona, Jill, Dorinda, and like Kelly Ben Simone.
Why is it? No. I don't need her.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm just like, this show is just, it is fascinating. Like Thursday comes and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go, like, I'm going to eat lunch. I'll watch this for 20 minutes. Like I've watched the episodes multiple times. Like
it's
I can literally talk
out
about
in the morning.
This. Yes.
I like that it comes out in the morning. And I also like that I loved watching all three at the time. So I sat and watched all three straight through.
Yeah. You said that 4 was a little bit more hard for you to focus on. And I think it's because like those three episodes went by so fast, even though they were like long, I was like, oh, I gotta like watch this again. Like it was just so
highly entertaining.
It came out with like a bang. Like what I loved about 1 and what I love about 2 is like apples and oranges in a sense. But I'm like, oh no, I think that they do know that we want the drama. But I think there's just
we
something
like
about
both. We can like both.
There's something about the desperation of like, yeah. I feel like Taylor doesn't really care. Like Taylor, if she was asked back, she'd be like, oh, okay, great. Like
she doesn't even live in Beverly Hills now. I feel like that was like a lifetime ago for her. Like her,
exactly. It totally was. I mean, that was a whole conversation too, a fight about what her and Brandy, because Brandy was saying season 2 was the hardest time of her life.
That was so.
And they're like, oh, when was that? And Taylor's like, oh, it's the season that my husband died. And they're like, and Brandy, that's your hardest moment? She's like, yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was disturbing and uncomfortable.
But
that's why she's Brandy Glanville.
And I'm enjoying them all. They're all monsters in the best way. Like they all bring something where I was like, again, I think I was, can you like kind of rank
who I'm enjoying the most.
Yeah.
Phaedra.
Phaedra and Eva are my top.
Yeah. And then it would probably be like Brandy. Then probably Dorinda, Tamara. Vicky's at the bottom.
Vicky's definitely at the bottom. I think likability, like, I guess I'm going off likability. Vicky and Dorinda. That was a likability.
Like,
sorry. Yeah.
For me it to was, like right. be entertained.
Right. No, that's what because I knew when you put Dorinda that high, I'm like, no, it's not on likability over there. Right. No, but I'm like, I'm enjoying Tamara in this. I think this is just, it's like,
I actually love that Tamara's making this comeback. I think her and her podcast with Teddy has gone really well. She's like learned from why she got off the show. And I feel like she's being a better version of herself.
Yeah, but
Tammy Sue, we loved and would talk about Bass Lake years ago.
Okay, fair. I mean, listen, I can't wait until we talk about this again when we have more episodes. Was there anything else you wanted to add before we go?
No, you guys find this on Peacock.
Yeah. And seriously, I got to tell you guys, it is worth stealing your friend's login.
Anytime.
Well, everybody have a great week. We will be back next week and I feel like we're going to have a lot to talk about next week when all the shows are back.
Yes.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Bye.